The song is dedicated to gypsies everywhere. And by gypsies, we mean song and dance folks, not the stars, but the people who, without them, there is no show. More than 30 years ago, director and choreographer Michael Bennett had been thinking about trying to make a musical that would spotlight and celebrate those background players, the chorus line. He recorded 12 hours of conversations with a group of Broadway hopefuls.
Now, I don't know whether anything will come of this, or whether there is anything in this. I think we're all pretty interesting, and that all of you are pretty interesting. And I think that maybe there's a show in there, somewhere.
Those tapes inspired a chorus line. It opened on Broadway in 1975 and became one of the longest-running musicals in history. There's a new documentary about the origins of A Chorus Line and about the lengthy audition process for the show's 2006 revival on Broadway, a kind of audition within an audition within a show. Every Little Step was directed by Adam Del Deo and James Stern. They join us now from New York City. Gentlemen, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks so much for having us.
Thank you very much.
And in my role as an impartial journalist, I loved every minute of this.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Why does it only last 90 minutes? How did you get hold of Michael Bennett's original tapes?
Well, what happened was, this is Jim talking, I've produced some 16 shows in New York myself in addition to directing with Adam. And John Braulio, who had been the producer of the revival and the executor of Michael's estate, had the tapes in a vault, in a safety deposit box. And when Michael was still, you know, going, he had always thought that A Chorus Line was sort of a documentary itself. And so he had said to John, if there's ever a revival on Broadway of the show, I'd love it if someone would make a documentary out of it.
And we'll explain, you take excerpts from the tapes of dancers talking 35 years ago at this particular point, and you're able to follow it through to actually what winds up as a script and a plot point in the show. It's remarkable.
You really understand what the process Bennett was going through. You know, after he finished the tape sessions, him along with Marvin Hamlisch and Bob Avian and Donna McKechnie, that whole team, they really worked for months and months and months. And in the film, hopefully, we highlight how they navigated through everything to ultimately come up with the show that we all know today.
How many dancers/actors did you follow? And at least in one case, Jessica from Parsippany. I mean, how did you know Jessica from Parsippany was going to audition?
Well, we followed Jessica after the open call. So we actually followed probably about 10 different people. Mm-hmm. And Jessica was the one who, of the winnowing down process, kept going. So, of course, we kept following her. So the thing about Broadway is it's a real meritocracy, you know, and if you're that good, then you'll get cast.
We're also focusing on the main characters in A Chorus Line, you know, the character of Val, the character of Paul, the character of Sheila. Mm-hmm. Specifically, we put a lot of emphasis into the character of Cassie.
Cassie will explain, a career dancer who had been a big star, went out to Hollywood, didn't quite click for her. She's back in New York. She's auditioning for The Chorus Line. I want to ask you about several sections in the film. At the ballet, three dancers are talking about, describing each in their own way, unhappy, unfulfilled childhoods and ballet. There's a famous crescendo note in At the Ballet, and you've got a montage of people falling just a little short. Ultimately, somebody gets it just right.
Yes, everything was beautiful at the ballet. At the ballet. At the ballet.
You know, to illustrate the difficulty of it and do it in a cinematic way, we tried to string that together and show the expressions from Bob Avian, Bi Oakley, the creative team, as to how difficult it was. But overall, we didn't want the film to, you know, that was one playful moment, but we didn't want the film to in the way a lot of the reality TV shows, they can be quite aggressive towards the dancers. These are real professionals that work really hard, and they put a lot of time and effort. As Jim likes to say, they would rather
skip a meal than skip a dance class.
Heart-stopping moment in the show and in your film when Jason Tam is auditioning for the part of Paul. That's a famous story from A Chorus Line where a dancer talks about his parents seeing him for the first time on stage and he's in drag.
All they said to me was, please write, make sure you eat, and take care of yourself. And just before my parents left, my father turned to the producer and he said, take care of my son.
There's a reason this play won more Tony Awards than any show in Broadway history at that time. There's a reason it won the Pulitzer Prize. There's a reason that it was performed all over the world in many, many, over 20 different languages. And that part of the show, the Paul monologue, the way he opens up on stage is incredible. And the way Jason Tam performed it that day was just striking.
We shot between 400 and 500 hours of footage. Mm-hmm. And if you're not there all the time, then when something truly extraordinary happens at the spur of the moment, you're going to miss it.
When Jason Tam finished, John Braulio and Bob Avian, who I'm guessing have seen this show 10,000 times at this particular point, their eyes are tearing, and they kind of hold themselves back from sobbing while Jason is still there, and they kind of croak out, "All right, doctor, outside." And then he gets outside, and they begin to blubber.
Yes.
The other moment we really love about that is they're crying in the room, and Jason Tam, he walks out of the room, he goes back into the holding tank area, and it's really, he's just back to real life.
A song that is the comic showstopper. Marvin Hamlisch tells the story in your film, just wasn't making it in the tryouts. They thought it was one of the cleverest, funniest song in the show, and they couldn't understand why the audience wasn't responding.
Ed and I decided to look at the show the way the audience did. That was the first time that we were handed a program. We opened the program, and we immediately went, whoops, oh my God, we're giving away the punchline.
Is this one of the pleasures of doing a film like this, kind of the alternative history?
Changed the title the next day to Dance 10 Looks 3. They came to the lyric, did some ass, it got a laugh.
Absolutely, and also I think one of the pleasures is to learn how small moments can change a show's trajectory entirely. I mean, that's a great moment. It's also a great moment to learn how the ending has been changed.
Yeah.
You know, Michael Bennett has one ending. Neil Simon and Marsha Mason, his wife at the time, come in. Marsha says people aren't, you know, they're not enjoying the show as much as they can because Cassie doesn't get this role. Michael changes on a dime, and there's a standing ovation from that moment on for the rest of the show's history.
There's a line that someone who you followed in this documentary gets to deliver that is so good it could have come from the original cast production of A Chorus Line. And I'm talking about a woman named Rochelle Rack. She had a killer first audition, called back, doesn't seem to be quite the same.
You better look in the mirror and you better like yourself, because they're not going to like you all the time. There are going to be 100 no's to one yes.
She really understands what Broadway is, but she loves it so much. She has to perform. She has to be a dancer to feel that her life is meaningful.
And it really is. I mean, it sounds, you know, Pollyannish, but it really is what I did for love.
Adam Del Deo and James Stern, the directors of Every Little Step, this documentary opens next Friday, April 17th. Gentlemen, thanks so much.
Thank you so much.
You can see clips from the documentary Every Little Step and hear director James Stern talk about his favorite shot at our website, npr.org. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon.